there is a revelation.
I'm saying a possession of a spiritual reality,
something that is real in the environment of the Holy Ghost. You can possess it.
Revival Hub International is a fellowship of believers with a desire to establish the kingdom of our Lord through the intense working of the Holy Spirit.
Let men that speak, speak as the oracles of the living God. Men that have touched the cause.
This message by God's servant Apostle Dudich will bring you quickening and transformation by the Holy Spirit.
Amen. So let's continue our debugging. And I think he said a profound thing. The second, let me just continue from where he stopped. So he just spoke out of my note. So the second means of debugging now is debugging by confession. Let's check whether our confession is correct and consistent. Confession correct and what? Consistent. By correct we mean, is it the right thing? By consistent we mean, is it consistent with what is in our, what God has placed in our heart? Are you blessed with what the man of God delivered?
Yes, sir.
I am blessed too. And if you are following us online, I believe you are blessed. I believe you are blessed. So confession. Say after me, confession. It is needful for you to remember that this world was created by faith. Faith that is expressed through words. It's needful. Are you getting what I'm saying now? So you will understand that it's like a combination of divine sounds and light. Divine, it's a combination. It's divine. I don't just want to say light and sound. There is a religion that says that they are light and sound. But for them to say that means that there must be some measure of power in it, actually. There's the latent power of the soul, such that even people that doesn't really believe in Christ Jesus also believe in the power of the words that you speak. Just listening to one guy, he said that one of the things you need to do is to keep saying some things. Just keep saying some good things about yourself. After some time, you just find out that you are doing the same thing. The problem is that the believers that pray good things about themselves never get to say good things about themselves. You will never see it. You will not see it. The ones you are seeing is the one you spoke good about. That's why you are seeing it. I'm telling you now. I think it was Bishop David Oyedepo that was saying one time that he came, I think he traveled, something, about one of the children, and then the wife said that he bled. I didn't get, some of you have read it, and then the child is no more there. The man said, "Woman, give me my food. Can your own child is not there? What are you saying?" I think I've done something like that one or two and all that. What are you even saying? And my mind lacked the ability to comprehend, to process such thoughts. I've been reconfigured by the word of God. There are some things I can't think. Imagine you are poor. I can't imagine it. I lack the ability. Even in an example, I can't be poor. Like, when you want to give an example. There are some things that can't happen. You are saying, yes, it has not happened to you. I'm not saying this thing to ginger you or to spice you. You know you are not yet there. And that's why we are bringing this thing. I can't. And then they carry me to a shrine and then they hold me there. I shout Jesus 7 times. I won't reach there. I can't be there. How can you? Which rope can tie me? Which rope? With all your fire, sister. Ha. It can't happen. They are now holding you and all that. sister sent me a message, probably following me online. One of our sisters sent me a message, said something, and somebody told her that saw a vision where somebody is holding maggots. And then they said that is what they want to do to her head. The abachos are gone. I just asked her, sister, where are you? You are in the wrong location. Why you are hearing nonsense? See nonsense vision. You like this. Toward the fire. Including me has laid hands on your head and maggots will enter it. How? Even if you don't believe the Bible, don't you even believe your man of God too? What is said is important, but who said it is powerful. Yes. And that's why sometimes it's important that people like us say some things. Are you getting the point? It is possible that thing is true, but just because of who is saying it, you might not believe it. You might not accept it. It's very powerful who is saying it. Are you getting the point now? So even if you don't believe, what of me telling you? I finished telling Bane before he'll come and tell me that he is confused with his life. You are just the fact that you are close to me, doesn't it convince you that you cannot be close to somebody like me? That some of you know me years ago. With all the things we have dribbled through and came to this place, you are not sure. Even if you are not sure, just the fact that you are following me, won't you make it? Can't you think? Are you getting the point? Now you don't need me disclaiming you. I'm telling you. Are you the one driving? Are you getting the point? Relax, put the AC on. I'm telling you. He said a lot of profound stuff. For example, the only way Satan can only operate as he operated with the first man, with you as a believer, because you are we have one, at least a few points of unity with the man before the fall. Even though the new creation believer is superior to the man before the fall, yes. Because he had an innocent life. You have the life of God. The life of God is not just innocent. It's righteous. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Are you getting what I'm saying? The man before the fall is still expected to partake of that eternal life. He has not done it yet. Are you getting what I'm saying? That's not where I'm going. It's still supposed. Maturity is as a result of the experience with the eternal life. Not just age. Not that you live 1,000 years. They live 900 years, died. Before God, they are babe. But you now, you can become a young ancient. How? By your interaction with eternal life. That is God's original plan. Look at two trees now. It's in your Bible. Why are you looking at me? It's in your Bible. So man is still expected to partake of the tree of what? Life. You got born again. They gave it. They put it inside of you. So you don't. That's what we are experiencing as believers. That's the uniqueness he's trying to tell you. It's a shared life. The life of God. In that righteousness. In that righteous nature of life. You are equal with God. Yes. Accept it. If you don't, you live a low life. Accept it. If you don't, you can maximize the potential of the power that God has put in you. That is what we are talking about. It is very, very important that you enter into this. Even when you pray, I don't pray when I do warfare. I've told you people many times. I don't fight to win Satan. He has been won. If he has not been won, you can't win him. You can't even win Satan if he has not been won. You know who we are talking about? Even Michael, according to the book of Jude, could not come and confront Satan. Do you know who we are talking about? Satan is not your mate, but Satan too is nothing before Jesus. Are you seeing it now? That victory, everything Jesus bought, calculated all of them, put in his name, calculated all of them, put in his blood, calculated all of them, put in his life, carried all of them, gave to you. Hey!
He said, I'm okay. No, it's your one man fall. That's it. A brother here said, mess up. That's what it is. It's total mess up. And as I wanted to tell you, as our brother said, I want to remind you, he said, Satan operates by the principle of self-destruct. I will never, that thing is so clear. You know what it means. How does he do first self-destruct? By firing a virus. What is a virus here? A lie. And you need to believe the lie to work. That's why he told you everybody must believe something. Are you seeing it? Satan can, you can't do anything to, you can't, except water penetrates inside, he can't do anything. He has to find a way to enter inside. Are you getting what I'm saying? That virus of a lie, once you believe it, bah, he will now, if he doesn't enter inside, he can't destroy it. He can fly around, did you notice Jesus was not troubled by the water entering the boat? He was not moved. As he is, Satan, he knows Satan can't kill him. Are you getting the point? Somebody that walked on water, is it boat that enter water that can kill him? You are not reasoning. Reason. Satan is shaking water. Say he want to drown him, The man don't walk on the water. How can the water drown him? It will keep him afloat. Just because he's on the... Are you getting where I'm going? Just because he's on a boat doesn't mean he can't walk on the water. He just chose to be on the boat that day. And you now say, the water want to drown him. How? The man has walked on the same water you said will drown him. Are you with me? He has walked on, he said, water. Which water will drown him? He walked on water, crossed over, you met him. Then you now say, water want to drown. Which water now? Which water? If he wants, he will walk on the water. He just decided that today, boat will what? Carry him. And you now say, are you not afraid that we die? He looked at them and said, oh, ye of little faith. How long will I be with you? You don't know me again. Before you now, I walked on water. Before you, you know these things. Huh? Are you getting what I'm saying? I told you to start business. You are asking me how. When you went to school, how did you enter? You didn't have anybody. You didn't have money. You went to school for five years. And then you came and I'm telling you I'm going to make you a billionaire. You are telling me how. How have you been feeding? How? How did you sleep and wake up? Came down. How? Are you getting it? Play that song for me. I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, what will you do? For what happened? Dinela. Why? That you. Sing it. But now. You're right now. I'm so yourself strong. Somebody help me and sing. Project it. Oh Lord. In my fire. Oh Lord. Lift up your hands. Something is happening. There is faith. Stand up in the house. Be magnified, let's sing it, everybody. Be magnified, oh Lord. You are highly exalted.
You are highly exalted.
And there is nothing. Absolutely nothing.
Oh,
Listen, I want you to be seated. I want you to be seated and sing this song.
Oh Lord, you are highly exalted, and there is nothing you can do. Oh Lord, my eyes are on you.
Peter, don't remove your eye from Jesus. You will sing. Magnified, oh Lord, let's say it one more time. Be magnified, oh Lord. You are highly exalted,
and there is nothing you.
This stanza.
Oh Lord, be magnified.
Oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified.
Oh Lord,
if God is magnified, is in your eyes.
Magnified.
Again, again, again.
Oh Lord.
Go, let's go.
Oh Lord, be magnified.
Magnify him, magnify him. Let him be magnified in your sight. Let him be magnified.
Oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord.
Something is happening. Impossible things are happening. I see men that is receiving the faith to rest cripples and rest dead people. I feel it. I know it. To rest the dead. To bring back past, body past, body past. There is a faith. Put in your hands now. Impossible things. Help that young man. A prayer. The higher God is in your sight, the smaller your challenge.
Be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord, be magnified. Oh Lord.
Jesus. Can we start from the beginning?
Oh Lord, be magnified.
Choir, can you help me?
I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, forgive me. I have believed in an hour that you are unable to help me.
It's a total lie.
But now, oh Lord, I see my wrong. Heal my heart and show yourself strong. And in my heart, I will my song.
Can we start afresh?
I have made you too small in my eyes. Oh Lord, forgive me. I believe in
Timothy chapter 6 verse 12. I hope I'm getting it correct. Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art called and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. First thing I need to bring out to you from this scripture is that that word profess is also a confession. Said you have made a good confession. Say after me, a good confession. First thing I need to present to you is that there is such a thing as what? A good confession. There is such a thing, and if there is a good confession, there is a bad confession. There is such a thing as a good confession. He said, fight the good fight of faith. So it's a fight. It's a contention. And the principal tool here, according to this scripture, that you need to arm yourself with is a good confession. Without a good confession, you cannot be able to fight the good fight of faith. He said, and has professed a good profession before many witnesses. If you're with me so far, say amen.
Amen.
Let's have another scripture to combine with it. Let's see Hebrews chapter 10 verse 23. I feel the power of God very, very strong. That means many things are happening without us saying it. Let us hold fast the profession or confession of our faith without what?
Wavering.
So now that you have obtained a good confession, what do you do to it? You hold it. You hold it fast. Wavering means that there is a tendency for you to shake, and there is a tendency for you to stop, and there is a tendency for you to change or lower. For he is faithful that promised. He's telling you to hinge your consistency on the faithfulness of God. That you need to hinge. Consistency is not arbitrary. If somebody is not convinced that God is faithful, there is no basis being consistent. Is it not true? Consistency, if you see a man that is consistent, he's not just disciplined. He doesn't just have grace. He's also a man that knows that God is faithful. Because if God is not faithful, he might not come true. If God is faithful, then he's going to come true in his words. Even if it is affected by the passage of time, nonetheless, we will not waver in our good confession. If you help me so far, say amen. Yeah. And remember, we told you that we are debugging by confession. So it might mean that what is the challenge with our faith ledger is the fact that our confession is having a challenge. Are you with me so far? Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
If you help me, say amen.
Amen.
And beginning from what our brother brought to us, we have found out from the scripture that there is such a thing as a good confession. There are things, and let me remind you, a confession is not just spoken, it is also taught. Confessions are not just spoken words. Listen, the scripture said in many places that he said in his heart. Hello? Where did he say it? So he didn't get to come out verbally. Many times, many people did not get to say things, but they see things happening in their life. Not knowing that though you did not say it in your mouth, you said it where? In your heart. And that's enough. That's enough. So sometimes I keep saying it. People might still say the correct thing in their mouth, but in their heart, they are saying another thing. Are you getting? I mean say, not think, not meditate. You are saying it. You are saying it. You are saying it. And you become it. And then without a change, an adjustment in that confession, whether it's in your mouth or whether you are saying in your heart. Because you know that many times you discuss with yourself. How many of you discuss with yourself? There is an actual discussion. For you to come to a decision, many times you discuss with yourself. And there are many people that is even outside of you that contributed to that discussion. Sometimes demons contribute. Sometimes angels. Sometimes the Holy Spirit. Sometimes people. At the end, you come up with a decision. Are you getting what I'm saying? God is faithful that promised. God is faithful that promised. He is faithful that what? Promised. If God says something, you need to know that he will do it. If he can't do it, then there is no reason for faith. Faith is established upon the unshakable nature of God. He cannot change. He cannot turn. In him, there is no shadow of variableness. He is consistent. Part of the reason why the word of God is not emotional is for us to be sure that God cannot change. Because if you want God to descend to the level of your emotion as a human being, then we will have to accept that there is a possibility of God changing his mind even when you have done the right things. Because when he look at you, maybe he didn't like your face or didn't like a lot of things, he becomes emotional towards you. So if God can be emotional and then change what is already written in the scripture when he sees you, then if he did it in a good way in your own sense, he has to maybe do it in a bad way too. But he doesn't change. It is written, it is written. It is written is so powerful that Satan came before Jesus with it is written. That is how powerful it is written is. Are you getting the point? Satan brought to Jesus and said it is written. It is written is not emotional. And the only way Jesus could respond to it is written
is to respond with another word. It is written too. So it is written is not emotional. If it is written, you can be sure that the whole personality of God backs up the possibility of his manifestation. So the scripture is saying, let us hold fast the confession of our faith without what? I want to add a little thing to it before we move to the next one. Matthew chapter 12. Okay, let me start from where he stopped. Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Proverbs 18, 21. Can we read it together? One, two, ready, go. In the power of the tongue, and they that death and life are in the power of the tongue. As he asked, let me ask you, do you actually know what it means? It means that anytime somebody speaks, he is speaking either of two things. Either he is speaking life or he is speaking death. What does it mean to speak life? Is it by saying I'm speaking life? It's simple. What it means to speak life is to simply say what the scripture said in that context. That is life. Take back the scripture to that situation and say that scripture is life. The word of God is life. The words I speak to you, they are what? And the words I speak to you, they are what? Spirit and life. So you want to speak life, you speak the word of God. You speak the word that is consistent with the word of God in that situation. You can't have the Holy Spirit, have God, have scriptures, have brethren in the body of Christ, have brethren in the local assembly, and say you are helpless. Lord, you have left me. Nobody can help me. You can't say that. Even if it looks as if the situation is helpless, you can't say it. You are not permitted. The scripture doesn't permit you to speak like that. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you getting what I'm saying? You can't be here and be saying you don't have strength. I don't have strength. I cannot. I can't do this. When the scripture and God totally clearly told you to do it. It is an affront to the spirit of grace to say you cannot when God said you can. It's an affront. Are you getting it now? It means that you are measuring your ability based on yourself. There is nothing that the spirit of grace cannot accomplish. Are you getting what I'm saying? To say you cannot means that you are measuring the ability to execute that based on what you have designed in yourself. And if it is grace, it's not you. It is God at work through you. Assuming it is even in the execution. Assuming it is operational. It is still grace at work in you. God through grace. So when you look at yourself and say, maybe God told you to pray. Maybe he told you you will be a man of God. Maybe he told you to preach. And you say, I cannot preach. God told you to preach. You say you cannot preach. You need to go and ask God for forgiveness. You need to repent. Your words are wrong. And each time you are saying you can't, either in your mouth or in your heart, you have limited yourself from the next season of your calling. All the time you are saying you can't. You are saying it. You are saying it. I cannot. I cannot. I cannot. Let them not tell me to preach. I cannot. I cannot. Let them not tell me. And you notice people that just, they flew up. Not because they are better than you. You have more grace. You have more anointing. But you have said you cannot. And the spirit of grace cannot find expression through somebody that has already said they cannot. Because the spirit of grace is only says I can. And you are saying I cannot. To force you is to violate your will. And that is what God cannot do. If you are with me so far, say amen. The power of life and death, death and life, is where? In the tongue. So when you speak, you either minister life or you minister death. If you don't know what it means to minister life, just speak what the scripture said in that situation. If you are sick, what should you be saying? Even if you die saying it, that's the only thing the Bible permitted you to say. You say you are saying it, but I'm not healed. And so, what else do you want to say? Okay, now that you said I'm dying, you know, has it changed? Are you getting what I'm saying? If you say what the scripture said, the Bible said that it will work for you. Okay, you said it has not worked yet. Is there a reason to stop? Okay, if you stop and say the opposite is that I have died, though this sickness has refused to go. In saying that second one, has it changed the situation? It will make it worse. So if there is a possibility of even at all, reason as a human being, even though you should reason, but even if you reason as a human being, the scripture, is there even a hope, a possibility of you receiving a relief if you said what the word of God said? Yes. Then you said it didn't change. Are you getting what I'm saying? Common sense, I'm not even saying, should make you keep saying it, because even if you change and say another thing, it doesn't make the situation to change. But according to the scripture, even if you say it didn't work immediately, if you keep saying it will work. Are you with me now? Matthew chapter 12, verse 35. Be magnified, O Lord. You are highly exalted. You can do all of my eyes on you. Be magnified. Be magnified. In Jesus' name. I hope you know that some of us, even though we teach this, there is no man of God that doesn't have a mountain his own size. So we are also speaking to ourselves. It doesn't matter who. Even if he's Bishop David Oyedepo, he still has his own mountain, his level. That's why everybody needs the faith. If there is no more mountains, then there is no need for faith anymore. Is it not true? You need your own. Me, I have my own. So I also need this. Let's read it together, verse 35. 1, 2, ready, go. A good man out of... Next verse. Finally, verse 37. Calm down. Let's read it again. Let's start from verse 35 one more time. 1, 2, ready, go. Next verse. Let's start. Let's. Of the reason why I have to get you to read this again is so that you will see this scripture is not one of the scripture that gives suggestion. Is it not true? Whoever is speaking here is like he's broadcasting for you. This is like an expo. It's like somebody struggling to solve. I remember when I was in secondary school, many of our teachers are WAEC examiners. You know what it means? when you are a WAEC examiner, it means that you are part of the people that determine what they are going to set in WAEC for the whole West Africa. Every country, you are part of the people that determine what will be set in the exam. Do you know the implication? It's not every school that has that advantage. It's the top schools in the nations that are part of West Africa. That, and it so happened that my secondary school is one of the top schools. Where do you go to secondary school? They are not counted. So you already know my secondary school. Yes, I'm proud of it. Whatever you want to do, no problem. So what happened is that our teacher will come and teach us and tell us, are you getting what I'm saying? So if you pass this, if you can answer this thing I'm setting, leave it, you have passed physics. In WAEC, chemistry teacher will come and tell you, if you can solve this thing I'm showing you, leave it, you have passed WAEC. And that's how all of us, I don't know why people do expo, do special set. You don't need it. If you go to a good school with your teachers operating at that level. Huh? If you pass his class, who is WAEC? They are WAEC. Your teacher is WAEC himself. So if you pass the class, the equation is set for you in class. There is nothing different that will come out in WAEC. It will even be, in fact, he told us one time that WAEC will be easier than his question. Answer my question. You are passed. Are you getting the point now? Answer my question. So it's like Expo. That's what I'm telling you. It's like he's teaching you. That's what this man is saying. Let me not say this man. That's what this scripture is saying. It's giving you Expo. So you can either choose it or leave it. Are you getting what I'm saying? People still failed though. People still failed. In fact, they came to, when we were taking, we have forgotten the subject. One guy was running around, trying to, one of the teachers told him, in this school, we don't bring in all those things. It's not as if people still don't bring in. He said that even if you don't know what to write, because the guy, he was leaving his book blank. He said, see, even if you don't know what to write, don't you know how to copy? That's what he told him. I know it might not be accepted in that order, but in spiritual things, it's accepted. Even if you don't know what to do, look at somebody's equation that gave him result. What do you do to it? Copy it and paste. You copy what? And paste. Copy and paste is permitted in spiritual things. Just copy, paste. It will work. Simple. See, even if you don't know, can't you copy? Look at A student is in front of you, beside you, A student. Just copy from them and pass. Even if you are not intelligent, you should have up to 4 A's, 5 A's. Finish WAEC. You see, how many subjects do they do in WAEC itself? You see many multiple people having 9 A's. I know they celebrate 9 A's now, but those are... I'm not sure they celebrate it much, because there are many people, maybe it's my school, that is having those 9 A's. Every day they'll be telling us, national physics competition, our school won it. So I got used to it. Principal came and told us that UNN is DMGS extension. Then called one or two schools. We asked him UNIZIC. He said his secondary school. But you need to know that he's been long. Nah, I think they have upgraded now. They are very good now. Amen. Yes. Amen. That's who this man is. This is a WAEC examiner. Show me 35. Hello. Who is this person? Whoever is speaking here is speaking as like a WAEC examiner. Like somebody that is part of the people that set the exam. The person uttering these words here is him that is from above. Is it not true? He is giving you the opinion there. Like, are you getting what I'm saying? This is how things are like there. So he told you, a good man out of the good treasure of his heart. So I want, before,
When I read this place, I read only 35 and go. If you read down, you find out the treasure of the in the heart of a good man is what? Words. What's the treasure that these people have? What does he have? Simple. A good man out of the good treasure of the heart bringeth forth good things. What are the good things? What are the treasure, good things that he's bringing out of the treasure of it? What are those good things? Good things are words, good words. An evil man out of the evil of his heart bring it forth. So let's see who is evil man and good man. Next verse. But I say unto you that every idle word that my mother used this scripture to threaten us when we are small. Yes, that's what he used to. You know all this waka, man, and we don't do it in my house. I don't even know how to do it. My mother totally killed it off. If she flogged every idle word, nobody says idle word. You don't try it in my house. Thank God for that. I can't even say it. Huh? You are now doing your forex, the market is doing, you say shit. That's how it will go down. Is in soccer where you will pick that business. Yes, now. Shit! Them is them, is them, is. You know what is them? Let me tell you the full meaning. Is God damn it? Not even Satan. If Satan damn something, it's terrible. When God now damnation. I want to tell you the full meaning. If you think I'm talking to you, I'm talking to you. It's my business. It's my business, Oga. Damn! You thought you are speaking grammar. Oga, you are damning your business. What you are saying is, God damn my business. God damnation. God damnation on my business. You can't say those things. You can't. Wipe it away. There are some. You need to edit your vocabulary. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
It doesn't come easy. Mostly what you say in those citations is a proof of what they treasure. Remember I said it's from treasure you bring out. It's inside now. What you bring out, you want to fall on that main road. They say, Nemo is Nemo. How does Nemo save you? Okay, if it's you and your mother, and the two of you is about to fall, and you shout Nemo, what will your mother shout? That's when you find out that even your mother is in need of a savior. God damn it. Shit. That's how Onunun say, and all that. And all kinds of stuff that is unspeakable. Are you getting what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
What's that thing that they say? What's the opposite of a bull run? What's the opposite? Huh? Bear run. What does it mean? It's going down. Bro, edit your vocabulary. Edit it off. Edit it off. There are something you need to edit. It's not just some. You might not say it to people, but you say it to yourself. You say it in your heart. That's the problem. It's keeping you down. People might not know that you are in problem, but you are the things you are saying to yourself, it has finished you off. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You need to start asking for forgiveness for a lot of things, because they say you are evil man. Hey, am I the one that said it? They say you are evil man. Why? Because of the worst that is inside, and you cannot bring out more than is inside of you. I say you need to edit your faith ledger. It might mean that the words you have are terrible. Or that you use it. If it's not because you know that I view your status on WhatsApp, you would have been posting some of it. No, be so. You know. And you are afraid. If I post now, Papa will come and view it. And I will, even if you post it by 2 in the night, I might find it. I asked him one, yes, the other day, he was explaining, but even if you stop posting, you can say in your heart, say after me, say in your heart. That is even worse. Because it's self-destruction. You are dying from inside. You are imploding. It's an implosion. You are imploding from inside. How can a man edit his spiritual vocabulary? Word of God. Every wrong thing you are saying, there is the good one in the Bible. Every wrong thing, go and check. You have not sat down with it. There is always a good one in the Bible. Now, somebody will say, am I telling him to deny situation? There is always a scriptural word to say in every situation, whether it's good or bad. Are you getting? So I'm not getting you to deny. If something bad happened to you, what's the injunction of the scripture? Does he say you should now be shouting and saying all things? He said, in all things, give thanks unto God. This is what God, what's God's will? He's doing, but that's it. Give thanks, give thanks, give thanks. What do you do? Give thanks. He didn't say you should thank God because bad things are happening to you, but thank God. You should not be. Are you getting what I'm saying? Give thanks, give thanks. But I said to you that every idle word, not even just every idle word. If God judges us on this, who will pass? That's why when God starts handling you, when you start becoming a real spiritual man, your words will become few. Not because God doesn't want you to speak much, but he wants you to speak correctly. I told you people long time ago that what it means to be a talkative is beyond the fact that you spoke a lot. It is that you spoke words without life and words that can't edify. And for you to speak words that can edify, you need to stay a lot with God, with the scripture. Sometimes you need to fast just to make your tongue to speak the right thing. I hope you know. You need to fast to tame the tongue to say. Sometimes the tongue is not as if you don't want to say. Give a man one language like this. Bro, you want me to help him, to train him? Ah, wahala deo. He will, sure he will survive. Intercede for him. If not, I'm just looking at him. I've not even welcomed him. The door never opened for him. And I don't know why my eye is always seeing him. Is he a good or bad thing? Yeah. Oh. Just hide another day. Hide where I will not see you. Just hide away so that I will no more be seeing you. Stay where Godwin is saying so that I will not just hide away. Or that place that Monday is, just hide out of sight. Or that location, that place Juliet is, just hide there so that I will not see you. I say unto you that every idle word that men shall speak, they shall give account thereof in the day of what? Judgment. Everyone. And one more. Now die we day. I'm telling you now. Man of God, how is ministry? I don't know what thing that happened these days. It's something. Are you getting the point? The worst kind of people are the people that will finish praying the way we pray and then use their words to cancel the prayer. That's the problem. You don't know. That's what has been shopping your prayer now. You have been shopping your prayer by yourself. It's called self-destruct now. It's called self-destruct. You load up 12 hours of prayer. and come out. And then when you come out, so Satan, the way Satan will do, he will just shake things around you so that you will say the wrong thing. Because you will be thinking that you just said no, he will shake things around, shake things around, shake things around. Sinde, Sikwana village, Biahi. Hey. Is that cough that came last year that is back? It has happened to some people to the point that they know the season of the affliction. They have a calendar for it. Go and tear that calendar. I don't. There are some things you shouldn't remember. Say after me, Lord. Edit the words in my mouth. I know you will say something and say, I don't mean it. That's idle words. I don't mean it words. You are not with me. Idle words. If you even mean it, it's even worse. Are you following me? I don't mean it words are the ones that are called what? Idle words. The ones you meant are stamped. If you mean it, Satan start walking immediately. The ones you meet is like Satan keeping the sign, no? Sign. I'm telling you what I know. Before a sickness strikes you down and hold you completely, you signed a permit. It will start by shaking you, shaking you, shaking you, shaking you. You will sign a permit. The permit can come in many forms, like your time of prayer. How can you be fit? 5 minutes before prayer, sickness will hold you down. It's permit. Once you say, let me rest, you have signed permit. I'm telling you now, permit can be in any form. I think you have gotten the message. Third debug, James chapter 2, verse 14. The third way to debug, we debug by actions. Are you getting it? We debug the faith ledger. The third way to debug the faith ledger is by what? By what? The first one is by what? Second one is by what? Third one is by what? James chapter 2 verse 14. What doth it profit, my brethren, though a man say he had faith? He said, though a man say. Hey! James is a no-nonsense preacher. Did you notice? He said, even if you come and say, I have faith, that's not his business. Even if you come and say, I have faith, he said, that's not his business. That he knows that he's too experienced to believe anything anybody says. Are you getting? I'm explaining to you. He said, he has been in this business for long. For anybody to just come out and say, I'm a man of faith, that I have faith, and not that he just believes. That he has a way of knowing. And this thing is proved. He gave us instances and went back to Abraham. Though a man say he had faith and have not works, this works here is action. Can faith save him? Next verse. If a brother or a sister, remember, because if we just say, okay, if a brother or a sister be naked and destitute of daily food, and one of you say unto them, depart in peace, oh, be ye warmed and filled. How? Notwithstanding, ye gave them not those things which are needful to the body. What doth it what? Profit. Next verse. Even so faith. Say after me, even so. Even so faith, if it hath not worked. So he's saying these things are Siamese twins. Is dead. Being what? Being what? So these works are the works of faith. It is not works in place of faith. It is the works of faith, not works in the place of faith. Hello? The works of faith, the works that prove you have faith. The works that prove you have faith. It is not any kind of works. It is commensurate action. There is always a commensurate action to every faith. If you believe, are you getting the word? If you believe, you act.
Not any kind of act, a specific kind of act. Are you getting it? If a man is crippled and said, I believe that God healed him, one of the actions that the person needs to make is to try to stand up. Am I correct? I believe that God has blessed me. What's the next action? You find something to do so that there'll be means for God to do that. And many, many commensurate actions. You believe God has anointed you. You have not prayed for anybody. You have not done ministry. You have not done anything. God has called you to preach. You have not preached anywhere. You say, they have not given me a permission to preach in revival. What of buses? You know how long I preach in buses? Bus is free pulpit. It's pulpit. You know how many times I preach in lecture hall? Before they even gave me pulpit to preach. You can't preach there. You want to be. If there is a way God puts you, thank him for the opportunity. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is free pulpit everywhere. If you can't find, go to newspaper stand. Nana Abako. There is pulpit there. I'm telling you, there is always pulpit. Search. If you can't find pulpit, use your children. Children, for every mother, your children is the first pulpit. Use them first. Use them. Master it. That's what I'm saying now. Try it. Use your unit in church, in fellowship. Use it. Huh? Sometimes if you are in choir or media unit, after, if you have 30 minutes or you go there, use 15 minutes to share the word of God. That's how I do my own. When I was chief usher, I will call them. We have ushering meeting by 4. I know that 1 hour is enough. And we are many, so we can finish the work. Once we finish it by 5:30, I will sit them down to 30 minutes of prayer and 30 minutes of the word of God. I kept teaching. It was in ushering unit they found out I could teach. Look at my sister. She was in charge of decoration unit. Me, I was in charge of ushering unit. The same church. I was the one that brought her. No be so. From preaching in ushering unit, they now asked me one Sunday that I should be the one to preach on Sunday. My heart skipped. I pray. God told me, don't worry yourself. That thing you are sharing in ushering unit, go and share it. It's nothing big. What do you do? That thing you are sharing. Who are the people coming on Sunday? Is it not the same ushering unit members? Who are the people that will listen to you when you stand there? Is it not still Beterama people? Beterama people, are they not like other human beings? Are they not like other human beings? Before they came there, were they not somewhere? If what you are saying in Beterama is acceptable to them, then it must be acceptable to people like them that came everywhere. That's how it's done. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is always a commensurate work. Say, God called me as a global singer. Say, global singer, you are singing off key. You are not going anywhere. Sorry, you are not going anywhere. So if you are singing off key now, what? Do you have something to say? Raise your hand. What's my business with you? Is it something I've not told you for 1 year or more? I will groan. After groaning, I will sing better than you. What are we going to do? What's your key, Seth? What's your key? I don't even know. Is that... Is there keys? What's your key? He said, I have an anointing. God called me. You don't know anything. What's the commensurate action to this one? Two things. You learn how to sing, you learn how to carry an altar. Bear the ark. That's how to carry it. It's not only voice, but this is it.
is it? We have to know the difference. They have to know the difference when me that is not a destiny is singing and when you are singing. Yeah, my own will be good and correct, and we have maybe the glory and the anointing, but your own will have training in it. If you have something to say, pick the mic. Give them the mic. Oh, they say you have mic. Manpower. Manpower, someone that I say, Owe Todora Kanabel. Owe Akaji, Akaji, you have. My problem is that they are seeing themselves in vision and dream, where they are singing and thousands and millions. The mighty hand of God, come and move now. I say it's like faith without works, without action. It is dead. So this man, James, is saying, show me your great music ministry by what you are doing to make it to come to pass. Not that you are talking up and down, no nothing, not doing anything. Say you are, God called you as a prophet unto me. You can't read your Bible, you can't fast. Before a tree, now a chonni, and all that. Say prophet, which prophet? Even your brother doesn't believe you are called. Even you can't follow you as you are. Even your wife is doubting whether you are born again. Talk more of a man of God. And you say, you mean friend unto nature. Is fact is in your Bible. Show me a man of God by what he is doing to make his calling come to pass, not by he saying he is something. I don't really like people calling out title. It's not bad if you have title, you use it. In the scripture, they sense the people look at you and know you are something. You don't need to, even if you don't add apostle in mine, that's not my business. If you say, take, call me Edu, give me Mike. That's it. You can give precious hookah for apostle instead of me to carry title without mantle. Title without mantle is equal to frustration. Title without mantle is equal to battles that can kill you. You can add it to your name. Apostle Sue, you are over. It's over for you. It's over. It's over. Show me your faith. Show me your calling. Show me by commensurate action. It might mean that what is now missing is that you are not acting properly. That's what we are debugging in your faith ledger now. There is something you need to do. And some of you, God appeared to you in a dream and said, go and do this. Go and meet this lady to pray for you so that this thing will happen. You look at the person and despise the person. You don't know, maybe the person has had an encounter too. And God is telling the person, I will use you to start doing something like this. Are you getting the point? He wants, both of you are in the same plane. Are you getting it? He prays for you and believes her calling because of what will happen. They pray for you, you receive your miracle because you obeyed. It's a win-win situation. Yes, now it happens in everything. It can even be sow seed. Somebody can be maybe in Revival Hub, we are trusting God for maybe $200,000, even $1 million. Somebody has it, and the person wants to move to maybe $100 million or $50 million or $10 million. God will just say, give this one. That's how it happens. There is something we have. Are you getting what I'm saying? There is something we have we can give you. But you need, are you getting one? You need to act so that our own can come into manifestation, and your own, we also come into what? Manifestation. That's how it works. That's how it works. So you now look around in the natural and say no. So if everybody is in the same, but me, I will not stay with you. If you refuse, God will raise a stone. In the name of Jesus Christ, whom I serve, we will have people that are sold out to Jesus and have enough finance to support the gospel. Yes, I'm not prophesying to you. Before I started, I had an encounter with Jesus that I serve. I told him, I know the people you are sending me to. They are like the children of Israel in the Bible. They are stiff-necked. They don't hear anything. In the matters of money, they can do anything. Once it involves money, they are even willing to die. I said, Lord, even if you don't give me anything, convince me on this money matter. 2 p.m. in the afternoon, the room that I was staying to study, smoke from heaven filled it. I'm not telling you. Filled it in the afternoon. The angel of the Lord appeared and spoke to me. We did not just come back. Oh, I know. I told him anointing is not the problem. It is doing this, especially this our kind of calling and beg people for money. Even the people that are, if you beg, it's over. Your calling dies the first day you beg. Not to talk of this one I'm doing. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, how is he going to do it? You are the one. You are looking at me. Yes, I don't look at face when I talk about this thing. Because I don't know what will happen exactly tomorrow. So after me, I'm the one. Yes, now. That's how I was saying it. I was saying it those days. And I was thinking it's other people. Thinking it's other people. And thinking it's other people. Thinking there are some people that they'll be telling me, Apostle, you need a car. Apostle, this one. Since that day, I don't look. All those you saying, Apostle, you need a car. We will do this. I will say thank you, but I don't look at it. A sister. The husband that married the sister is the one that bought my car for me. Meanwhile, the people say, Apostle, your car. Apostle, they don't do anything. Didn't even want his name to be mentioned. Full option. 6.5 million that time. Don't know how much it is today. I heard that everything is up. That Nigerian economy is... I'm not operating Nigerian economy. Now you know. Operating Nigerian economy. Nobody has operated Nigerian economy and made it in the name of God. It's not something of today since I was born and all that. Sister doesn't look like the person that that kind of thing can come from. That's why I'm speaking to all of you looking at me. You are the one. I say you are the one. What do? You act on it. Start something. Start a school. Start something. Start something. Start a bakery. Start something. Start something. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Start something. Start something. Learn something. Learn sewing. If you are sewing, you have shifted to the next level. Are you getting what I'm saying? Yes, that's what I'm saying. You are into goods. You are into this thing. You are already important. Can't you push it to African nations? Why are you limiting yourself to this inquo? Push it to African nations. This is where they are buying from. Hello, are you hearing me? Yes, sir. Find partners. There are people abroad in the US looking for credible people to partner with. Because they have known some of the people from here as being not having integrity. But you are there. Your integrity in Awufu Awufu on our boys. You have character and integrity that is over the bar. And once they fight test you, once you are there, you are the one. Receive your word. You are the one. I say, receive it. When you receive it, you act on it. Some saying you are small, you cannot start importing. Start importing. Start importing. Stop being a slave to many people. Stop being a slave to these occultic people. Start importing. Before the occultic money reach you, it cannot serve for anything. Go direct and trust God. He has spoken to you. That's how faith works. You need to act on it. He said God is going to use you. There are secondary schools everywhere. Start from there. Start from there. Get all of them filled with the Holy Ghost. That's how to try. You are in reverse. Start moving in power in school. Start moving in power. You are looking for a big meeting to clear the young children first. Build your faith from there. Start from there. That's the works that follows it up. If you can't get important, get one or two people you team up that are credible. Start it. Don't stop wasting time. The more the time is going, instruction changes per time. Say after me, Lord, from today I will start acting. Pray like this and not act. Start something. Start the ministry. Start it. Go to the mission field. You have dropped a lot of power. Do you have prayed a lot of you? Get to the mission field. Stop sitting down on atomic energy, doing nothing with it. You have it. Stop sitting on. It's like a keg of gunpowder. You sit on it, nothing is happening. Go get to the mission field and test it. Get to the mission field and check what you have. There is no other way. Get there, ask God. If you are telling me, open a mission field for me. Ask, show me something. I can't just be sitting idle. I can't just. Need to take action. So after me, it's time for action. I didn't hear you. So after me, it's time for action. So after me, it's time for action. As I'm talking to you, I'm saying that's what is happening. God is saying, you hold mass crusades. Thousands, tens of thousands, even hundreds of, they will gather there. Step out, touch the cripples. Tell them, bring the crutches, bring the whole thing. You gather them together. I was sleeping the other day. I feel. The belly where? Hey! Listen to me. I was sleeping the other day and I saw where this mini lorry, that is this store, I don't know the height, this store, I just saw it. What was in it is just crutches, wheelchairs they brought for people that we are healed. Filled one lorry. I said, what is happening? Who is going to do this? Is some of you need to get there and start doing it. There is no time. More people are getting sick every day. You don't need more power. Go and use the one you have. James, get back to me now. Use the one you have. Don't need more power. Everywhere you are, pray for 1 minute. Something is happening. A little, yeah.
atmosphere is dead. It's an atmosphere of all possibilities. What do you see months ago? Overflow, new venue, London property. What do you feel? What do you see? A new car, a new house. What do you see? Start acting. Step out tomorrow. Ask them what's the price of a new plot of land. One plot of land. Start there. Please, you know the price. LJB, have you asked them the price of three plots of land? You need to build your own hospital. You need to build your own center. Start acting. If you are a tailor, you are into fashion, it can be an international brand. Start acting on it. Look for partners. Search for them everywhere. Do something. If you don't know what to do, ask God, what should I do? Buy jam. Say you can't go to school. I don't have money. Nobody will sponsor me. Go and buy jam, my friend. Get admission first. Seconds. God bless you indeed. Tomorrow morning we start by 9 a.m. You can cast your seed and offer.
We believe God's word came to you in accuracy and power. To connect to the ministry of God's servant, Apostle Ejiku Dejiku, send us a message on WhatsApp via the number +234 813 007 4040 or email at revivalhopglobal@gmail.com. To access transforming messages and partner with us, visit our website at www.revivalhubinternational.org. Follow us on all our social media platforms at Revival Hub International and on YouTube at Apostle Ejiku Dejiku. God bless you.